Hello, I'm Nikki or Nugget Zibble. Even though I wasn't completely on board with reading my faith statement in front of the congregation, Jen tempted me into doing it. And I'm not one to back down from a dare. So when Jen and I talked, we realized it was going to be hard for me to talk about belief or religion because I don't think I believe in God. But we decided it would be easier to talk about belonging. August of this year, a certain amount of teenagers went to Wisconsin up to Lake Superior for the Amnicon trip. We canoed down the Brule River, which has a bunch of cliffs and rapids. Being an introvert and one who would rather stay inside by myself, just going on the trip was difficult enough. But even then, the people there still supported me and made me feel like I belonged, even though I was a little whiny. So it was the second last day, and it was pouring rain. We just pulled up to the side of the river, we parked our canoes, and we got out to shore and grabbed all our bags and pulled them out. We began walking through the trail, bringing one bag at a time, and then suddenly, one of our leaders shouted, "Look out, poison ivy!" The farther we went, the more and more poison ivy we saw, and the closer it got to the trail. As it got closer to the trail, more and more began brushing up against us as we walked. We walked all the way to the other side and set our bags down, relieved we finally got through it, but then one of our leaders said it was time to go back. We went all the way back and had to scrub off the poison ivy multiple times from our clothing and skin and our bags. And when we got back, I noticed the cliffs and how high they were. And right then, I fell to my knees and started crying. As the thunder crackled and the rapids rushed, the whole group waited for me and comforted me. Not a single person was annoyed with me. And I wouldn't have expected that with any group of people. I would have expected them to get annoyed very quickly, but they didn't. As multiple people patted me on the back and told me, "You can do it," I was able to get back on the canoe and went off of the cliffs with them, nearly tipping every single time. We made it down to our final camping spot. I got out of the canoe and sat along the shore and looked at the others who were already starting to set up tents, and I could feel the belonging. I have many, many other stories of when I went to this wonderful church or with these people and felt completely welcomed, but my memory isn't that great when it comes to telling stories and speeches. But overall, I don't think I've ever come into this building feeling unwelcomed, and truly, I think it's the only place I'll always feel welcomed and like I belong. I walk into class and I don't feel like I belong at school, surrounded by my friends and acquaintances. I walk outside and I don't feel like I belong in the sun, surrounded by people who tend to judge me. I walk into my house and even then, sometimes I still don't feel like I belong. But every time I walk into this church, all of you wonderful people look at me with a warm, welcoming smile and wide, excited eyes, and that feels great.
I'm Jasmine, and I'm a 10th grader. I believe God is watching over us but not intervening. I believe this because it seems like there are a lot of bad things happening in the world, but God is not doing anything about it. It is strange that we read of stories in the Bible where God did intervene, like with Daniel in the lion's den, but we don't seem to see it today. Some of my favorite stories from the Bible are Noah's Ark, Daniel in the Lion's Den, David and Goliath, Adam and Eve, the Last Supper, and the birth of Jesus. They are ones I grew up listening to with my grandma in the car or reading in the Bible. I would like to ask God how to reconcile the creation story and science. I believe the church is a place to talk about faith and learn new things about those stories in the Bible. I act out my faith by doing charity work. I would help my grandpa when he delivered Meals on Wheels. My favorite charity work is a program called Holiday Basket done at Roosevelt High School. For many years, I have collected food, packed the baskets at Christmas time, and even delivered some of them. My faith journey started at Bethany Lutheran Church on Franklin Avenue when I was born. My grandparents, mother, and I attended regularly until it was time for me to start confirmation. The church did not have a confirmation program, so we started attending Hope when I joined the confirmation classes here. Pastor Jen and Ann Bean have been helping me with my confirmation preparation. People who have helped me in my faith journey are Grandma, Pastor Steve Benson, Paula and Mike Okerstrom, and Yuko. Pastor Steve was the pastor at Bethany Lutheran Church where he baptized me and was my pastor for many years. Grandma acted as my Sunday school teacher. We had CDs we would listen to in the car with stories and songs, and we would read Bible stories and do crafts. Paula and Mike Okerstrom are the parents of my friend Hannah. They included me in their church activities and made me feel welcome there. Yuko was the organist at Bethany Lutheran Church, and we became close over the years of her being there. Being a Christian makes a difference in my life because it teaches me to have faith, especially in times of need. In sixth grade, several people I cared about got a diagnosis of cancer. My friend's mother, Paula, that I mentioned before, my science teacher, Miss Davitt, and my grandma. I would pray for them and find comfort in my time of prayer. It helped me to have hope that things would be okay. As I become an adult, I hope my faith will be part of my life by going to church, doing charity work, and praying. In worship, I love communion and the music. I received my first communion on Monday, Thursday when I was 6 years old. Pastor Jay taught me the importance of communion. I feel closest to God through prayer and music. One of my favorite services is Holden Evening Prayer. At Bethany, we use this service during the Wednesday evening Lenten services. It was a comfort to see that Hope did the same service. I liked to help after the service by blowing out the candles. Please join me in singing the psalmody from that service. It is on page 232 in your hymnal. Grandma and I will sing the leader part, and you join by singing the group two part. Again, the number is 232 in your hymnal.
To you, oh God. You may remain standing. Thank you to our confirmation students. We can clap.
Let us pray.